everyone, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and it is finally here, the movie we've all been waiting for. It's The Dark Knight. But first I'll tell you about the movie Mamma Mia, and this one is a musical about a girl trying to figure out who her real father is out of three guys so that he can walk her down the aisle at her wedding.
I read Mom's diary, and I have three possible fathers.
Oh my God.
Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist her?
Okay, clearly she did not think this whole thing through before she decided to pick one guy as her father. Imagine the size of wedding you could have if three guys were paying for your wedding. But if you do have to pick one guy to be your father, I say pick Pierce Brosnan. How cool would it be to have James Bond as your father? Anyway, they did not screen this movie for us. Well, pretty much because they didn't have to, because everyone already knows what this movie's going to be like, because it's been a stage production for a really long time. So if you like musicals and you love ABBA music and can't get enough of Meryl Streep, of course, this movie is probably going to be just fine for you. Now to the movie everyone has been waiting for, the most talked about, the most anticipated movie of the year, and easily going to make more money than any movie this year, The Dark Knight. Christian Bale is Batman, and Heath Ledger is the Joker.
I've seen now what I have to become to stop men like him.
The night is darkest just before the dawn. I promise you, the dawn is coming.
And here we go.
So does this movie live up to all the hype? Oh yeah, and so much more. It is dark, it's intense, it's extremely disturbing. It's 2.5 hours of total intensity with never a dull moment. Heath Ledger is seriously incredible. He makes you believe in true evil and hopelessness. It's just so tragic he won't be around to perform like this again. And Christian Bale, the perfect Batman, I just loved him. Like I said, even if this is PG-13, it's extremely disturbing. So much so that when I walked out of the theater, I really couldn't breathe, kinda, so I wanted just run out into the sunshine. So on our movie night traffic light, Dark Knight is a green light. So if you're going to go see this movie, leave early, because everybody else is going to be seeing it too. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.